Tracy Harmon is distributing some of the first Buy Hanes Relief Program vouchers in the Chamber of Commerce office downtown.
Okay. Do you know where you want your vouchers to?
Yes.
Okay.
150 at Hauser's and 100.
They're just slips of white paper with the Buy Hanes logo on them, but in Hanes, they're as good as cash at local businesses. The funds come from donations to aid families displaced by the weather disaster early this month.
We just did this really successful Shop Local campaign that, you know, and David was so passionate about it, and he was the one that made it what it is. He made it successful.
David is David Simmons, one of the two Hanes residents missing and presumed lost in the mudslide. He was the Hanes Economic Development Corporation's executive director, and he worked closely with Harmon, who heads the Hanes Chamber of Commerce. In all, their original project funneled about $60,000 in federal pandemic relief into a program that kept people's money invested in the Hanes economy. Harmon says Simmons was the numbers man for the Shop Local program. By his calculations, those tens of thousands in local spending actually injected about $250,000 into Hanes' economy. She adapted their model to keep relief donations in Hanes.
So it's just a really good way to honor the work that David was doing, the last bit of work that he was doing. And I know that if he were here today, he would love doing this. He would love doing it, and he would be just so excited to do it.
At least one donor made their contribution in memory of Simmons and kindergarten teacher Janae Larson, who are missing and presumed dead after a massive landslide destroyed a swath of Beach Road and several homes on December 2nd. Harmon said she was initially too stricken by grief and shock to resume work, but she felt the need to honor her friend and colleague. She partnered with Chilkoot Indian Association to collect donations and distribute vouchers. HEDC joined the effort as well. In its first 10 days, the project received more than $10,000 in donations.
Yeah, you come on in.
One of the people it's helped is Beach Road resident Vanessa Wishstar. Her family is now living in an apartment next door to the chamber office.
Yeah. Vanessa makes it seem like home.
That's because their home is in the red zone. It's unsafe to return to. They evacuated with only the clothes on their backs.
Everything you see here is donated. Everything. Like every single thing. We literally had, you know, my underwear, you know, whatever's on me, essentially. And that was it.
Wishstar says the outpouring from the community has gotten the family through the last few weeks. She says she and her husband are taking things hour by hour, not ready for the big picture quite yet. They both lost their jobs during the pandemic. They still owe mortgage on a house they can't live in. So the prospect of paying for a rental or a new home is daunting. Wishstar says she feels like they're in the second part of the emergency, where the immediate danger has passed, but they're still in a precarious situation. Things like vouchers help with day-to-day necessities.
I'm grateful that people are donating that their vouchers, and that's huge, like huge. And I just really hope they really, really feel the warmth of that, of how appreciated and needed it is.
And they're part of something else that she says has been on her mind lately. Giving back. That donated money stays in Hanes. She says she doesn't want to leave. As they fled their home a few weeks ago, she said she didn't even bother grabbing their passports. Hanes is where they want to be. Reporting in Hanes, I'm Claire Strumpel.